Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Survivor on AfterBuzz TV for Season 33, Episode 8. I'm the Kingpin. It's merge time. We have lots of scrambling, lots of alliances, so stay tuned to see what happens.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, guys, it's merge time. We are merged. We have 13 people down to 12 tonight. Some craziness, lots of people trying to work together, lots of things happening. We'll go ahead and start the show by introducing ourselves. I'll start with you over on the other side of the table.
Oh. What's up, guys? My name is Mike Rippey, and you can find me on social media at Mike Rips.
Hi, guys, and I'm Dominique Price. You guys can find me on social media at Dominique P underscore ESQ.
And I'm Paige Bonanno. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, all social media, at Paige Bonanno. Thanks so much for joining us for AfterBuzz. This is Season 33, Episode 8. I'm the Kingpin. Lots going on tonight. Make sure to subscribe, like us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Let us know how we do on this podcast. So, what were some overall thoughts from tonight?
Well, girls need to do better at playing this game. That was my overall thought.
If there's any girls left.
We don't have any girls left, barely. We have three left.
We have Sunday, Jessica,
Hannah.
And I don't have a lot of faith in any.
I don't have a lot of faith in any. Jessica showed a little bit tonight.
I was really surprised to see the athleticism that Jessica had. I hadn't seen that before. So I was kind of like, okay, maybe there's a little bit something under that tank that we haven't seen yet. So I'm interested to see where it goes from here.
Yeah, I think that she showed that she's really strong. I mean, in the other challenges, I don't think she was ever like weak, but she never came across as the strongest player. And tonight she really showed her true colors. And I think that she might be better than we thought.
Well, I definitely liked tonight's episode, especially the fact that when you get the merge, you get the individual challenges.
I love the individual challenges.
You start to really sense who's got the skill.
Uh-huh. And who's got the juice.
It's exciting when it's each man or woman for themselves.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, let's jump right in. One thing I noticed tonight right away, you know, we kind of got back from the vote last week, and obviously Michaela was out. Jay was really happy. He was really proud of himself. He said, you know, he needed to do this pre-merge for safety. And they kind of discussed it, but then we never saw, you know, every time we come back and when we go and do reward and everyone's like, oh my God, this person's gone. I can't believe it. Like, they kind of discuss it for a little bit. We never saw anybody have any type of reaction to Michaela leaving.
Right.
And I really didn't like that because I wish that we could have seen what is everybody else feeling? What are the rest of the millennials feeling?
Well, the one thing we did see was we saw Hannah talking about how she was upset to not be included. And so she did mention that she was going to be plotting her revenge for that.
And she does say, you know, hey, you guys know I would have voted with you, right? Do you guys think that's true?
That was so strange.
No,
there's no way.
I think that she was playing the game right there.
She's saying, you know, I know I'm at the bottom.
She was trying to save herself. She knew that if she, like, kind of went back pissy, they would have, like, okay, we got to get her out next.
Right.
So I think she had a good gameplay. But one of the things that I'm, like, starting to notice is that people really aren't all that worried when they come back from tribal and somebody has gone home. Like, they're just kind of like, okay,
whatever. Yeah.
What are we eating?
Right.
Which is really interesting.
But it was funny because last week it seemed like, I guess from the promo for this week, that, oh, it was going to be this big deal because Hannah was going to turn everybody against Jay and like all this stuff. And like, we never even saw anybody talk about it.
The beauty of TV editing.
Yeah, exactly. And then right after that, we literally just get straight into the merge. They get the mail, they go on the boats, and go ahead.
Also, just quickly mention that it's good to know that Jay was ruthless last week in Tribal when he eliminated Michaela, but he was proud of himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So,
really proud of himself.
Something to know.
I think Michaela also would have done really well in this challenge.
I'm starting to feel like I might not ever be cut out to play Survivor because when Jay was like, I'm so excited, like patting himself on the back, like no matter how excited I would be that I'm still in the game,
you feel bad.
My heart would hurt that I've like taken someone. I mean, of course I want to win $1 million, but it's like I've crushed somebody else's dream. So I think I'd be a little bit like,
yeah, but right now there's so many people left still that it's not, I feel like it's not as personal.
It wasn't that big of a move. Like, if he would have done this and there were four of them left and he, like, blindsided her, I'd be like, way to go, you just got yourself $1 million. But is that really a big move at this point?
Well, I guess my question to you guys and everyone out there is Jay the Kingpin?
No.
Because he calls himself the Kingpin in tonight's episode. So do you think that he's the Kingpin?
Well, I mean, the thing is like, Jay does, or I mean, he did, at least from what we were seeing at first, have a lot of the numbers. You know, he had Michelle, Taylor, and him were all happy together, but then Jay also kind of had Brett and Sunday, plus he has an idol. And, like, he's got that charm about him. They were saying he's got that mystique. I don't know. I mean, I feel like Jay is...
So he's the kingpin for you.
Maybe.
All right.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Good. Who's the kingpin for you?
I truly am starting to see that it may be Zeke, because I think he's doing a good job of playing, like, not playing both sides, but having influence on both. Like, he was very stuck with Chris, Ken, David, that whole group, but was able to still get Adam, like, kind of over to his side. Mm-hmm. He can definitely get Hannah. So I think Zeke at this moment has more influence than mm-hmm. Jay does. But I was frustrated that they kind of danced around voting Jay or Taylor out because of Jay's idol. To me, I feel like there are a lot of idols that are going to be out there. You're still going to have to vote them out. If they have to play their idol, okay, vote them out again the next week. Oh, but get them to play their idol.
You were saying, like, that you were... They were hesitant to vote Jay out because they thought he would play it on Taylor.
Right.
Well, I would say that Jay is not the kingpin of the game, but I would say that Jay is the kingpin of a little clan that includes Taylor.
Oh yeah, he's
Taylor,
definitely running a
Will.
I agree with that, but now Michelle's gone, so that kind of messes up their numbers
a little bit.
It's
a smaller number.
And yeah.
Also, I think if you're going to look at who the kingpin of the game is, you have to look towards David as a potential kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
I know it sounds
it's
weird.
It's just so funny, yeah.
Silent assassin, and then, of course, Ken.
Right.
Especially in this big merge, it feels like those guys might rise.
We didn't see too much from Ken tonight, though, but we saw a ton from Zeke, though. I would agree that I think Zeke is one of the top kingpins.
Okay. I think that shows that we have a very competitive game right now where there's a lot of potential kingpins and potential winners. Right now, it's hard to say who's the favorite. I think it changes weekly because I think we were all kind of in agreement that Michaela had established mm-hmm. herself for a period and they took her out.
Right.
So now it's kind of up in the air between a bunch of different people, which I kind of like because I could see a lot of the remaining contestants winning. The one person I can say confidently I don't think will win is Taylor.
Yeah, oh,
for
yeah,
sure.
No, I don't
but
think so either.
I'd love to know from our live chat audience, like, who do you guys think is on top of this game right now and potentially could have been the kingpin? Because I definitely don't think it was Jay.
And I mean, like, to your point about Zeke, we see that Zeke has David and Chris. Like, they're meshing pretty well. But then he also has, as Hannah puts it, the nerd voting block.
Adam and Hannah block.
I love that Anna. He calls him the nerd voting block.
I know. She has no shame. She's like, oh, you know what? We're nerds. Like, I don't care.
She's owning it.
Yeah.
And I could...
But Zeke is, too.
I could see an alliance if they can come around and get David and David's alliance to be part of, like, a nerd alliance. I could see
that.
That
would be really cool.
David should be in the nerd alliance.
Because you're speaking of the different... One of the parts tonight that was interesting is we got a good period of the show where we just got complete confusion almost in who's talking to who, who's working with who. It's like a triangle of crossing.
Yeah.
There's people working with people.
I tried to start a diagram on my notes of who was working with who, and then it got really messy, you guys, and I don't know where went wrong.
Well,
and
they're confusing me.
Yeah, and I would just say that anybody that watches our show, any of the people in our live chat or watch during the week, if you want to come up with like a really cool diagram and let us know, that would be awesome.
Please.
Because it's really tough to follow. I know we all try to follow, but it crosses over. You're not really sure where it's all going.
Right, and like with, you know, the nerd voting block type thing, we see that like Zeke, Hannah, and Adam are supposed to be voting together, whatever. But then we even see Hannah saying, you know, Adam couldn't just play with the weirdos, as she says. You know, he had to sit at the cool kids table and then go mess himself. Right.
And Adam is playing on all the sides.
No.
But a little too much.
Adam
which
is
gets
doing
him
too
in
much.
Trouble.
Yes.
Like, I feel like Adam would have been okay had he not have said anything to Taylor. And I'm really confused as to why he keeps trying with Taylor. Like, drop it. There are so many other people playing this game. Why him?
Taylor does not like you. He has no interest in working with you.
It's like... Taylor is the quarterback, and Adam is the
guy in the bench.
And he wants Taylor to like him so bad. Give it up.
I agree, but here's what I think Adam is doing. I think Adam is trying to keep his enemies closer, and it's failing him because he's giving up wild information that only he has about, especially because he finds hidden immunity idol.
The
he
reward.
Finds the
an
reward,
advantage.
An advantage, which is really cool, where he gets to just steal someone's reward
first
at any
ever.
Point. A new gimmick to the game, and he immediately shares it with Taylor. Who's like,
out of all people.
Why share it with Taylor?
And he, I mean, we kind of get into this because of the thing. So Taylor obviously starts stashing food in these mason jars, and Brett and Adam both see it. And Adam thinks this is going to be a way for it to use, he's going to use it against him, saying, oh, I saw him doing this. I'm going to go up to him and say, hey, dude, you know, I saw you doing this, but don't worry. I'm not going to tell anybody. Okay, that would be one thing in itself. But then he feels that he has to go and share all his secrets with Taylor, which makes absolutely no sense. And that, Taylor saying, hey, I'm tight-lipped, man. I'm not going
to
say anything.
That worries me for Adam's gameplay the rest of the season. It seems like he's so quick to give up information. It worries me to think that he can make it the whole way. Because to give it that quickly, when it was so unnecessary, and it wasn't even to someone that's trustful.
Not even to his advantage.
What? That day? Like, did he have any time to think about this? It was the middle of the night. All of a sudden, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to reveal my biggest secret.
To the last person you should reveal it to.
For sure.
What did you guys think of the whole thing with Taylor stashing the food? I mean, he was saying, hey, this was a medical emergency. You know, I needed this.
It was awful.
He blatantly admitted when he was taking the food, oh, I'm just doing this because I'm really good at canning stuff. And he hid it in the sand. Like, he was saying it wasn't a surprise to anybody.
Not only that, though, the way he was going back and forth to just snack on it and making all the noise. It was stupid. It was terrible.
The mason jars were, like, clanking together.
And he did it multiple times enough to wake people up. It wasn't smooth at all. And it was really just like, it was just like almost like a dick move.
I just don't understand from a gameplay perspective how from stashing food, Taylor did not go home tonight. To me, I just feel like he's telling you guys that he has no regards about anyone else who's in this tribe. He's kind of in this group that potentially needs to be taken out. Why not take him out?
I think he's low-hanging fruit, and I think that the Generation X...
Michelle was low-hanging fruit.
Well, I think Michelle was... I think Michelle had a better chance to win.
I do,
so
too.
So I think that Gen X...
Then Taylor, they know that, yeah.
I think that Gen X all voted against to get rid of Michelle. They got a couple crossover votes, and they figured, you know, we can get Taylor down the road. Let's take out one of the stronger people earlier. So I think that's the only thing. Mm-hmm. That's my guess on that, because I think we all would agree that it would be great to see Taylor go home. He's kind of useless now.
He's useless.
Especially he's not even exciting without Figgy.
Yeah, and there's he's just exciting. Like doing stuff behind people's back. It's shady.
And he's just there saying, oh yeah, like I did it. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I need to eat.
Speaking of eating and food and like Taylor stealing a bunch of food and junk food, what do you guys do when you want a snack? But all you can do is junk food. Do you eat the junk food? Probably, but now you can start snacking healthy with NatureBox. Just want to give you a few quick points about that. It makes snacking easy because it has snacks that are actually, they taste great and they're better for you. They're created with high quality ingredients, so no artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, etc. You can feel great about snacking. The NatureBox they recently even made their service better, so you can order as much as you want, as often as you want, with no minimum purchase, and you can cancel it at any time. So basically, it's pretty simple. Just go to naturebox.com, check out their snack catalog. There's over 100 snacks to choose from. It's great. So you guys, you know, just try it out. You'll never get bored. As of right now, you can save even more by listening to this. They're offering our fans 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/podcast. So one more time, naturebox.com/podcast for 50% off your first order. Thanks, guys. Anyways, would you guys have stolen the food, you think?
No.
I mean,
no way. I think we're decent people.
Well, not only that, though, if you were going to steal the food, don't you think you would have waited right away when you did the merge and when there's that many people? And
it's the first night. They just got the wine and the snacks.
And you know, he was loud.
And you know one way to make a terrible impression is to do that. On the first, like, that's your first impression as a big group, and you do that, and you just... It seems
he didn't care.
It's so clueless.
It just seemed like a big F you to the rest of the tribe, and I just was like, why are you playing this game?
It was one of the biggest F you's you could do in that moment.
And then, even then, when Jeff calls him out on it, he laughs. He's not even coy about it, like, my bad.
He almost doubles down on the ridiculousness, and at this point, you have to start thinking about your gameplay, not just in the moment, but if you are going to win, because now everyone eliminated is going to be on the jury.
Right, and they're all going to be pissed about that still.
And you got to imagine, you're going to do other things that are going to piss people off when you have to cross over and vote someone blindside. So these are just adding up, and you only have so many that you can get away with, and this was just a stupid double down on.
We see the next morning, literally all the Gen Xers are like, we got to get Taylor out. Like, what is he doing? This is so rude. Basically, like, they're all strong and on each other's side, but they were saying, you know, this is a little premature. Like, it's a little early for this.
Well, I think because there's a little bit of food still left in the basket, maybe people aren't as pissed. But next week, when they're hungry and they
have
nothing, they're going to be pissed.
It's so selfish.
Like, there's 13 other people, and you're going to steal a whole mason jar of stuff when there's barely anything to begin with? I don't know. That just, like, totally, like, it made me not like Taylor.
And I think,
well, I haven't liked him since we started.
Yeah, really. We haven't liked him anyways.
And I think that as we go along, definitely it's going to upset people more because they're going to be more hungry. Mm-hmm. But also, I think we're starting to see fractions across the entire millennials gameplay. Mm-hmm. You know, they lost Michaela last week.
Uh-huh.
Now they got Taylor and Will was awesome tonight, but mm-hmm. they have so many fractures and divisions inside.
Yeah. That's a great
point.
That's
a really good point because I feel like for the most part,
thank you.
For the most part, Gen X is still a unit.
Oh yeah,
Gen X seems stronger than ever now.
They seem so solid. There's no weak links for the most part. Besides, I mean, Sunday really needs to pick it up, but that's neither here nor there. For the most part, they're like really cohesive.
Right, you see, they've come to the merge, and it looked like millennials had a stranglehold on the game early, and now it's switching to look like Generation X is really in control. There's no infighting. They're kind of moving along, and it seems like they can just start picking off millennials, and millennials are picking themselves off.
Exactly. Yeah. They're picking themselves off, and even though the millennials are stronger at challenges and everything, like, they can't get it together.
Because they can't work together.
They can't work together.
And I think Generation X is playing on their youth in this moment by, like, letting them kind of self-combust and helping them just smooth along, not getting involved.
Wow, it's crazy.
You're saying Gen X is doing that to millennials. They're not getting involved, letting them do it themselves.
They're just helping. Like, you don't see, you know,
letting themselves destruct.
And they're not causing any trouble to cross over. Like, let's try to get rid of them.
How many millennials do we have left compared to how many Gen X's? Do we know?
Because we have...
It's a large...
Chris, Brett, Sunday, Jessica, Ken.
David.
Six.
Six Gen Xers.
Oh, no, six millennials.
Oh.
So then that would mean that we have six Gen X.
Yep.
Now,
we have
it's tied.
Left.
Okay, so it's tied.
But you got to think. The last
Zeke,
2 weeks that we got rid of.
Zeke and
right,
Hannah
but
both
you have
voted
to understand,
with Gen X.
Zeke and Hannah are voting with X, so it's like technically they only have four.
Well, right. And just 2 weeks ago, there was eight millennials left. Now there's only six millennials, plus they don't have the two
and
in the vote, maybe.
And Taylor, they don't work together anyways.
You guys, it's really, really interesting because I feel like this is exactly what Michaela was trying to say to them when she was like, you guys have the numbers. If you guys can't figure out how to work together and you guys go home, it's on you. Like,
she's right.
She said it.
Good foreshadowing.
She did.
I think it's kind of baffling to me that they can't realize that they have the numbers if they could just figure out a way to put their differences aside mm-hmm. and realize that this is $1 million on the line. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, does it really say something about our generation?
And
it could.
Yeah. And like the thing is like even so say that Taylor doesn't want to work with Adam, right? He still goes around and blabs his mouth to everybody about this going down. Like, they don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, they don't have a lot of gossip going on
right.
either.
And also, if you noticed at Tribal, when they were talking about that moment that Taylor didn't care, you saw first that that Brett called him out mm-hmm. for eating it. You saw Ken shaking his head mm-hmm. at the moment to say, like, Taylor is
shaking
like,
his head at what?
When they
shaking
were talking. Shaking his head about Taylor eating the food.
About him eating the food.
And not caring. So you could see that it's a clear indication that right now millennials are in trouble.
Right.
You know what? It's Survivor's really looking like America today.
Yep. Yes. Yes. So. Division completely 6-6. No. we are at the point, too, where, you know, Adam is basically saying he wants to vote out Will.
Yeah.
Because he says if we vote out, well, basically he tries to convince Taylor that Jay is tighter with Will than he is with Jay.
Right.
If that's true or not, I don't really know. I mean, I guess they've been together for the last couple weeks.
I mean, just because they were together the last few weeks, from what we've seen, it seemed that he was just as close to Taylor
right.
as he was with Will. So I didn't really understand.
Right when they got back together,
right.
they picked up where they left off.
Yeah.
That was just, I think, Adam's tactic of trying to convince him, oh, we got to vote for Will. And basically he's saying, if we vote for Will, you know, Jay will have no other choice but to come back to you. Like, he's already with you. And I just feel like it's so weird. And then basically Taylor goes, tells Jay about the Will situation and saying this means that he's gunning for Jay now, too.
Right.
Turns everything around.
Is on a very short leash. I feel like unless something major happens, he potentially could definitely be going home next week.
And, yeah, they were saying it's less of a risk to just get him out now because literally nobody trusts him.
Right.
But he has an advantage and he has an idol.
If I was Gen X, I would split the votes between Jay and Adam and make them both play their idols.
Yes. Do they know that they both have?
They know that they both have the idols.
They both know. They don't know for sure that Adam has one, but they know for sure Jay does.
Because they said we're nervous.
If Jay,
Taylor has an idol, and they're like,
that was the whole reason why they decided not to vote for Jay from jump was because they knew he had an idol.
Right, but they, yeah, because they were saying, too, they're like, we know Taylor doesn't have an idol, but we know that Jay has an idol.
Jay would play it for Tyler, Taylor.
But we also see that, like, Zeke hears this whole thing go down.
Yeah.
I didn't really, like, I mean, I don't know if that he went back and, like, went all about this, but it was kind of strange.
And Zeke is definitely gunning for Jay at some point. Yes, hardcore. He's got his eyes on him, because he called him, you know, the locust of power, and he talks about his charm and mystique, and he recognizes the danger that Jay can cause
potentially has
in this game, and Zeke is playing that game in the shadows. So
Zeke's playing a good game right
Zeke
now.
Zeke is playing a good game, and also the last point on Adam is, don't forget he did have a kind of a good connection with Ken, and I think that may come into play down the road, because I think the next person that Adam spills the information to is going to be Ken.
Well, no.
He should have spilled it to Ken first.
Well, I don't know if you guys were looking at the previews, but it seems like he has another one of his infamous runbacks to Taylor once again, which I just don't understand why he's not learning his lesson. But what, did you guys notice how Hannah had to, like, kind of pull Adam aside and tell him to stop?
Right.
Stop with the whole back and forth between Gen X and the millennials, because it was making them look bad on the Gen X side. Mm-hmm. So my thought is, if Ken gets wind of his whole back and forth thing, Jessica had already put the bug in Ken's ear when they did the Figgy vote, that he wasn't someone who could be trusted. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if that seed of doubt is already there, if someone else comes to Ken or Jessica on him kind of wavering, that's going to seal his fate, and no one's going to be trusting him in this game.
That's a great point, because they were not happy about it when they found out in the first place. But like you were saying, like, next week we see he goes, runs his mouth to Taylor again, which is funny, because they were talking and he was like, yeah, you know, man, like, information just leaks. Like, you were the only one that he told. Like, you leaked it. It's very obvious.
This just happened, like, 5 hours ago in the middle of the night.
You're the only one. Like, over snacks. Oh, my gosh.
But I did think it was funny that Adam, although he was trying to pretend like, you know, he was trying to befriend Taylor, wouldn't eat the actual food, which I thought was
interesting. Yeah, he's like, no, it's all you, dude. Like, I'm not hungry. Like, you go for it. So, that's interesting, too. Moving into individual immunity, we talked a little bit about how Jessica was super strong with it. This looked like a super hard challenge, though, first of all. They were on it for an hour and a half, the two remaining people. Basically, like, you know, balancing on a narrow perch, and then they had their arms, the bucket falls down. So Sunday goes down first. I mean, I don't think there was much of a surprise. Then we go to Chris. Brett, as you were saying, you know, it's easier for the smaller people,
It seemed like thinner people and smaller people. It seemed like the bigger people that maybe had more muscle. Just kind of harder to stretch your arms out and keep that extra weight up there for longer.
Right, yeah, because look, we see the people that go down Sunday, Chris, Brett, Jay.
Yep.
Not Jay, but Zeke. It can, even with his muscle, you know.
But even Jay is kind of stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's probably something new to the muscle factor.
Yeah.
Just having a lot of muscle makes it harder to keep that up.
Yeah, and so the finals were just Adam and Will. And they're on there for an hour and a half, and then Will wins. You know, he goes and he says, I needed this the most, which kind of set off. Oh, Adam says, oh, he knew that I was gunning for him because he said I needed it, which is why he stayed up.
Right.
Which I was impressed by Will.
Very impressed.
Needing it and getting it done.
Right. Because a lot of the times we see they're like, I need this so much, and then we don't normally see them getting it, going through with it, but he was determined. But I mean, Jessica was too.
Shout out to both of them. They were both really
impressed. And Jessica, I feel my kids are going to be damn proud of their mom.
That was a great conversation. That was really awesome. Sure. My favorite part, I mean, obviously Will was the best and won, but Hannah was awesome at the end there when she was talking about everything hurt. She's like, they're all lying to you.
My face hurts.
She's like, I feel it everywhere. I feel it in my toes.
We see it every time, you know, them trying to scare the other person. Like, how are you feeling, Jess? I'm feeling great, Will. How are you feeling?
Yeah,
like,
trying to psych him out,
you know. And it was kind of fun, too, that Will was, first of all, he's the youngest person to have ever played Survivor. And in this game, he's the first person to win individual immunity, which I thought was good for him. You know, he got it done.
I don't remember him really standing out in any of the other challenges. So I just was like, okay, this guy might actually have something to this. So
I feel like we didn't know Will's name for like 3 weeks.
I don't know. He just kind of played the background, which isn't a bad thing to do. I think there is a part of this game, and we kind of were talking about it as we were watching the show together tonight, that we thought Michelle might have that esque in her, where she could potentially be a super athletic competitor. She's playing a decent social game where she's trying not to get into too much drama, and we thought that was going to actually take her somewhere, and then before you know it, she's the scapegoat.
Yeah. I was thinking middle of this episode that we were finally starting to get to see a little bit of Michelle, and you're starting to see that maybe she's going to be a player in this game.
I honestly, like, right at the beginning, I was like, you know, I could see Michelle going to the finals, and it just sucks.
We should stop saying it out loud, because I feel like we're jinxing people.
Every time I say it,
because we said it about,
like,
Michaela, too.
Yeah. Hey, I did, oh, no, never mind, Justin win. I was going to say, I called that she was going to be, like, the last one in the immunity challenge, but she was second to
that. Was impressive, though, because there was a lot of competitors, and she made it really well.
You saw it in her eyes that she was focused. You know, she was serious about it.
That's my favorite part about After the Merge, is when we get to see them as individuals.
Exactly.
Because you really see more about each person, what they're made of.
Uh-huh. The whole game shifts. I feel like it's like
their
a
mentality,
reset. Yeah.
And now they're playing for themselves, which at the end of the day,
is what Survivor's all about.
You're playing for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why the Merge is so great. With Michelle, you know, being a great player, we see after Immunity coming back to their new tribes called Vinaka, I guess.
Like Banaka.
And Michelle's basically, you know, the millennials are talking about taking Adam out, and Michelle's really the only rational one about not taking him out. She's like, hey, guys, this is stupid. Like, look at how many other great players we can take out. Adam's not a threat.
Right.
I mean, I guess she was saying he doesn't have the numbers. What's the point? Do you guys agree with that? She said this is more personal than it is strategic.
I did agree that it was personal, but there was some strategy to it. At the end of the day, Jay and Taylor are tighter with Will, so they're going to protect that trio over trying to protect Adam. It just is what it is. I mean, Adam has been proven to not be trustworthy. He's not going to be loyal to any of them, and so it's like, why not go ahead and get him out? So I think there was a little bit of both. I think it was personal, but I think, you know, Jay was kind of like, okay,
yeah,
he's not with me, then he's against me. So,
right, yeah. And Zeke and Michelle both went to Adam and said, hey, Taylor told Jay. So, like, Adam's very aware of this, and Zeke kind of says, hey, man, don't worry, you know, like, we can pull the votes. We're going to get Taylor out. And Ken was also saying, you guys, we got to get Taylor out.
I don't understand in the conversation what happened between them going for Taylor and then randomly someone throws out Michelle. I'm just like, well, out of all the people that are still there.
It's because of the idol thing. He's saying, I don't want Jay to play his idol on Taylor. And then basically saying, you know, Michelle's the safest to go after because she has no idol and she never see it coming.
I have a question, though. I know this is a little off topic, but do you think that Jay would play his idol for Taylor?
No, not even a heartbeat.
Okay. I don't think so either.
But I think David has planted the seed.
Sure.
He now has, I think, the rest of the group thinking that this is totally a possibility when I'm like, that will never happen. Like, so I think that's where they got them thinking.
Especially after seeing the way Jay blindsided Michaela.
Yes.
I feel like Jay is playing the game for himself. And using whatever people around him he can.
But
like, they're pawns.
Yeah.
Will's a pawn.
And as much as I was so angry at Jay last week, I have to respect the fact that he's just, like, giving zero
about
what else is going on. He doesn't really care, like, whose toes he's stepping on.
He's playing, he literally
just walked into their little air and was like, we're voting Adam.
Yeah.
Like, drops mic, walks away. Like, I don't need to give you any type of rationalization.
Yeah, he didn't really explain it. Like, they're like, wait. But I don't think he's really done anything wrong to this point.
I don't like him, but...
No, I think he's playing for himself, and he should be.
I said, do you?
There's
I don't gotta like you.
Left. We'll see.
Yeah. But who was saying that they were gonna try to save Adam, but they're like, we just can't trust you, but we're gonna try to save you? Zeke?
I think it was Zeke.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, nobody trusts him, though, which is just... I mean, I probably would have gone for Adam tonight, to be honest, but...
I mean, would you trust him at this point in the game?
Would I trust him? No.
No. So, I mean, I get why no one's trusting him. But at the end of the day, he's low-hanging fruit. Like, why go after him now? I feel like there
it's
are
true.
Bigger targets that could go farther in this game and potentially win that, in my mind, I would be gunning for right now. Like, I'm looking at, like, okay, who were the first people off? Okay, if they're not with me, those are the people that I'm gunning after because they clearly have the skill to beat me in immunity challenges, and that's what I want to win at the end of the day.
But Adam, so obviously Taylor knows that he has the reward, but does anybody, I can't remember, does anybody know that Adam has the idol?
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody knows that Adam has an idol.
So, because that would have been interesting if people would have known that, like they knew Jay had it.
We barely knew that he had an idol until they kept saying
until
it.
Until he said it,
I was like, when did that happen?
So, idols, we have Adam, David, and Jay.
Yep.
Okay. So, Adam, David, and Jay. But yeah, I feel like it could have gone differently if they would have known, but
Adam, David, and Jay have idols. Adam also has that.
Adam's in a good spot
Adam
now.
Adam has that second idea where, let's talk about the reward that he got tonight. Because do you really want that, though? Because think about it. If you take someone's reward after they won, they're going to be pissed, and maybe the other people that see it are going to be pissed, and if it's one of the type of rewards where you go eat, and maybe you take some people...
Or you meet your family?
Who knows what it is? There's going to be some people that are going to be against it, some people will like it, but no matter what, you're going to be throwing yourself into the fire and mm-hmm. letting people decide what they think of it. And so maybe it's not even the greatest
thing to play. I wouldn't have wanted it, yeah.
And also they know that you've been snooping around, trying to find stuff, you know. That's the first one I thought of is, you know, sometimes when their families come and they get to, who's the most excited, who's the person you'd be most excited to see right now, and their dad comes out, their mom comes out, you know. What if, like, he steals it?
Well, if he steals
he's
that,
going to.
What about if he steals, like, a great meal and he has to go somewhere? Now he goes somewhere, he might be putting himself on blast because he's not there to talk about
things. And then
everybody
talks about it behind.
Everyone talks about you when you're there, so they're... Just, I know he found it, and that's a positive, maybe. It could also be a negative.
I agree.
I mean, he doesn't have to use it, but...
He doesn't. And
right.
Also,
if he was smart, I wouldn't.
I guess it depends what it is. I think it's hard to say if it would be a positive or a negative to use it until we know what he would steal.
Right, I mean...
Like, there might be something that's worth stealing it later in the game.
Right.
But we don't even know if he'll be there later in the game when most of the best rewards come later in the game.
But it was one type of thing where it's cool that it's a new part of the game, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's actually an advantage. It might be a disadvantage.
I totally agree. Yeah.
And also, as we're talking, who else has stuff? Don't forget we have Jessica,
yep.
who has the 36-day right. mm-hmm. where she can take a vote, right?
Mm-hmm. She can steal someone's vote.
She gets one vote, right? That's what
I
it
think
is?
That's what it
I
is.
I think she gets the vote.
Yeah, that was so long ago, I feel
I know,
like.
That's so much, there's so many things
yeah,
that happen.
Yeah, I don't have my iPad today.
And especially with three different tribes or three different idols. And, like, different. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we've gone through a lot this season, and we still have
right,
12
and it's
players.
Only, like, day 23.
And today was just so much, so confusing. I mean, Michelle was totally blindsided at the end. I mean, only... So, we see Will, Taylor, Jay, and Michelle all voted for Adam. So, funny, because that is the group that everyone was talking about.
Yeah.
And they were the four that were left out.
Mm-hmm.
I think for sure this season is going to be remembered, and
we're only halfway through.
I think that this season for sure is going to be remembered as the blindside season.
Yeah, and
because every week it seems like people are taking people off that had no idea or just what? Like,
nobody ever knows who's going
and
home,
even
ever.
Jeff talked about it in Tribal tonight. It's like everybody's, their buff has been out. They had no idea.
Right.
And are you going to be the next one?
Right.
And then it's always the people that think they're going to go home that don't go home. And then they don't play their idols. And then it's just like, I was like, I thought for sure Adam's going home tonight. I was like, his idol's going to go in his pocket. He's going to have a reward and this. And you weren't so sure.
I was thinking that Taylor might go home and he didn't even get a vote.
He didn't even get one vote.
Not even one vote. So.
And yeah, all the Gen Xers were talking about Taylor. Ken kept talking about Taylor. Zeke was talking about Taylor. Not one vote.
So weird.
The one thing I would say that Taylor has in his favor, potentially, if he can get through a little bit, is he could get dragged to the final three as a guy that you think you could beat easily.
Yeah, he probably could.
That's the one thing. That's the only thing I would say that maybe is an advantage that he has if he can last. But
I would take Sunday if that was the case.
I don't think Sunday's it.
But Sunday's so nice. Like, maybe if you're cheating people out and she's just playing an honest game, you never know.
Sunday's almost taken the place of, like, Cece.
Yeah, she
in
has.
That area where you're like,
but
she's
I
just
said that
there.
Weeks ago. I was like, Sunday and Cece are in my mind, in the same boat,
same level. But
I mean, she may move a tad bit faster than Cece.
Yeah, for real. But I'm just wondering, like we were saying, so much talk about Taylor, and I understand why they voted Michelle. But like, when did that actually switch? When they were all like, okay, we are for sure going for Michelle. We see Zeke at the end says, "I've never been able to trust you." Was he the leader of this?
It's unclear.
It's hard to tell, right?
I don't know who's leading that pack, but it seems very cohesive, I like it.
I think they
don't have a leader.
No, I don't think so. And I think that they purposely kind of, the way they edited the episode tonight, mm-hmm. they kind of made it unclear with a lot of things and conversations to make it unsure of how it's going to go. And I think we're in for some nice twists.
We did see, though, that Adam did end up voting with the weirdo nerds as Hannah puts it, and all the cool kids did vote together. So, I mean, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the whole Adam situation with his people that don't trust him, what's going on.
Brian in the live chat said, as a watcher, I didn't expect Michelle to even get voted off up until they brought up her name. And I think we all agree with you. We did not see her going home until they were like, well, Michelle doesn't have anything.
Right.
And it was just like, okay, let's roll it. Steamrolled her straight out of there. So I think that may be an indication that that's maybe what they're going to go after for the next few.
Last question for both of you and everyone out there. Do you think that, I'm not even going to ask you if you think a female is going to win, because I think that they're a long shot. A female is a long shot to win the season now that they're down to three. Do you think there's going to be a female in the final three?
I honestly don't. I mean, I think Michelle was my pick to go to the final three. I think that she could have won it.
Because we're at 9 men and 3 women left.
And I could see Jessica potentially going. I don't see Sunday going, and I don't know about Hannah.
It's not the... when you look at the 3 remaining, who's the strongest remaining female? Because I guess I would have to say it's probably Jessica.
But I think Jessica's kind of sneaky. I don't know if she's that trustworthy necessarily, but I also have a full vibe on Hannah.
Here are my thoughts, guys. Yes. Okay. Physically, Hannah's not bringing pretty much of anything to the table, but she has a bigger reach to everyone who's currently in this game. When we think about Jessica, she may be a little bit more athletic, but her reach is only to the Gen X. So does that limit into a very specific part of the Gen X? So that limits her ability. And so my thought would definitely have to be, if anyone could make it to the final three, it would probably be Hannah. Although I'm predicting that we won't see any of them.
I agree with
Hannah has the best... odds.
Okay. I would say it's Jessica, and only because I think that Ken's going to look out for Jessica. Mm-hmm. Because of how they went earlier, and Jessica said that, Ken, I'm going to give you this. And I think Ken knows he could beat Jessica.
Give him what?
Remember, Jessica told Ken about her advantage.
About the advantage.
After David saved Jessica, and Jessica's like, Ken, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah,
and like,
I would like to say it would be Jessica, too, but my only drawback is it depends what happens next week.
Sure.
If the millennials can manage to not lose another player and they have to go after a Gen Xer, then I think that's going to shake up that whole dynamic. If they can stay together for at least one more tribal, I think Jessica could make it to the final three.
Next week is huge.
It's huge.
I don't want Jessica in the final three, though. Just that whole thing at the beginning just set me the girls wrong that are way. Left.
So. Yeah. Next week is definitely huge because with a 6-6 bat, with each side having 6 in the merge, like Gen X and Millennials, whoever loses someone next week now has the disadvantage if you just go along party lines.
Right.
But I mean, we do see that it's really 4 against
it is.
Against right, 8 right, right now. Right, right.
It is.
Or against 8. 4 against 8.
Mm-hmm. But we know how quickly that can change.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally change tomorrow.
Do we have any more predictions?
I think we should go to predictions.
I mean, we talked about it a little bit.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think Adam's going home next week.
Yeah? Who do you think?
So you think he's going home with his idol and his advantage? Mm-hmm. That'd be a rough way to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to say that I think that Adam is not going home, but I think that a different millennial will go home. I don't know who.
I might want to change my prediction just a little bit. I just started looking back at my numbers.
I don't really think it will. I think it might be either Adam or Taylor. I don't really think Jay or Will go.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah. But I could see them, like, maybe taking Zeke and Hannah and Adam back over to vote out a Gen X, potentially maybe someone like Ken.
If they're smart.
Who they know could actually win.
I think
or Chris, maybe. I mean, Zeke and Chris have the bond, but...
I think Gen X is wise. They have a good group of solid core people right now when you look at Chris.
That won't
Brett,
flip.
Ken,
and they have
Sunday.
Dana.
She's not going
to
flip.
Sunday. Jessica. They're strong. Plus, they can talk to a couple of millennials. Mm-hmm. I think they're in...
Zeke, Hannah, Adam.
I think they're in complete control right now. Yeah. And I think another millennial will go home next
For
week.
For sure. I think I'm going to go back on it being Adam. Because I feel like Adam's snakiness is going to continue to rub the millennials wrong, I think they're even going to be on board with wanting to get him out. The Gen Xers are going to be like, it's ain't one of us, so whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And I think he's going to be an easy vote.
I think he's going to use his idol to save himself.
Well, and I'm okay with that. I just want him to no longer have the idol as an option so that in the future...
Someone use the idol. There's too many idols
right
now.
There's too many idols.
We need to get rid of some idols. But plus, I like the revotes.
I'm really, really wanting for Jay and Adam to play their idols and then Taylor go home.
Both of them play their idols?
That would be a bomb episode.
All right. That's a good prediction. I like that.
Right? Yeah.
I'm going to go with that one.
Well, let's see. I like that one, too. Thanks for joining us, guys. That was Survivor Season 33, Episode 8. We're so happy you could join us. Make sure to give us like, subscribe, let us know how we're doing. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Paige Bonanno. And where can they find you guys?
And I'm your host, Dominique. You guys can find me on social media at Dominique_ESQ.
And my name is Michael Rippey. And you can find me on social media at Mike Rips.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.